This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Formula for Forgiveness. Dear friends, once again, Jesus is preaching that gospel of forgiveness, a lesson he teaches in parables and miracles, in word and deed, right up to that ultimate classroom in Calvary. From the torment of the cross, Christ cries out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." You see, in that single sentence, Jesus scales the heights of love in forgiveness, and he plumbs the depths of sin in ignorance. The term unconditional love has come into broad use over the last few years, but attaching the modifier unconditional, well, that's a gross redundancy, because if love isn't unconditional, think about it. It isn't love. It may be admiration or attraction. It may be a sentimental soft spot. You can even throw in romance. And it still isn't love if it's not unconditional. As St. Paul famously tells us, love is a litany of many things, but conditional, that's not one of them. In calling for forgiveness from the cross, Christ's love is clearly as pure and intense, as unconditional as love ever gets. "For they know not what they do," plainly identifies ignorance as the source of evil that brought Jesus to the cross. You see, that ignorance, it's not a lack of intellectual firepower. It's a proud, self-centered, deliberate ignorance of God's will. And from the cross, the divine Jesus could see his sacrifice reverberating down through the centuries. He could see every sin and every sinner that ever was or ever will be. But the human Jesus had a more immediate view. He was face to face with blind hate, and he stared into brutish eyes caught up in the impulsive evil of the moment. And they stared back at the Messiah, the Son of God, and all they saw was an object of sadistic amusement. Theirs was an ignorance-induced evil that tragically as it repeated itself from that time to this. 16 years ago, this very week, ignorance and evil came crashing home to America and slaughtered 3,000 of us at the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So while the memory of the blow is still relatively fresh, it's a good time to revisit forgiveness and the central role it plays in our lives. You see, every now and then, the liturgical calendar, history's calendar, and our own emotional calendars are precisely in sync. I believe that's what's happening now. The anniversary of 9/11 is linked to a gospel that reminds us that we must forgive if we're to be forgiven. Even after all these years, the pain of 9/11 remains, yes, intense for those closest to the victims, a dull ache for those of us further removed. And Jesus reaches out to us from this gospel to take our pain, if not with an instant remedy, surely with a sound road for recovery. As Christ demonstrates over and over again, forgiveness is the essence of Christian love. You see, it's not restricted to overlooking petty faux pas or even gross insults. Forgiveness is the transcendent courage to absorb a despicable blow without being consumed by that bloodlust for revenge. Forgiveness, it's not a largesse we dispense by the power of our innate superiority. Rather, it's the grace of God transmitted through us. You see, it's the ultimate witness of Christ's love in the world. But my friends, don't be confused. Forgiveness is not a get-out-of-jail-free card for perpetrators. Yes, civil justice should be tempered, not eliminated, by Christian love. And Jesus is not issuing an easy pass for evildoers. We're the principal beneficiaries of our forgiveness, both in this world and in the next. We can choose to spend our lives obsessed with settling scores with terrorists, with rivals, with noisy neighbors, with line jumpers, and yes, renegade relatives. In the words of this gospel, life presents us with 7 times 70 opportunities to get even or to forgive. We can live in love or we can live in hate. Yes, both are transformative forces. We become the sum of what we value. And with God's grace, we can embrace forgiveness and live in his love. Or we can become the evil that obsesses us. the choice is ours. From painful personal experience, love. Love is better. You can't fake forgiveness. Yes, it's a long, painful process, not a shake-and-bake solution. Our primal instincts, well, they reject it. We have to work at it, to pray on it, to commit to it. And even when our instincts repeatedly keep rejecting it, it requires spiritual and emotional strength built up by regular, rigorous exercise of living in Christ's love. But then we have no useful option. You see, we're not being advised to forgive by our therapist. We're being commanded to forgive by our Lord and Savior. And lest there be any room for confusion, our loving, forgiving, merciful God puts it to us plainly. We can forget about our own forgiveness unless each of you forgives his brother or sister from their heart. Forgive and be forgiven. That's the essential Christian quid pro quo, the antidote for all the ignorant evil in the world and our formula for forgiveness. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.